something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Goodly Heritage.
Hallelujah. People who are at the bottom always want to drag other people to stay with them. As long as you're with them, you're their friend. You start making progress and see, you become an enemy. If we were a little church, like somebody said, a minister one time said, Pastor Chris was in one ramshackle building some years ago. How can he say that God gave him money to do all the things he's doing? So I knew him a few years ago where he was having a church. And he's trying to prove I got the money from somewhere else. He says, is it not the same God that was with him then? Why didn't the God give him that money at that time? Brother, I was growing my faith all that time. Don't you understand? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you see, there are things that we believe, and they are in this scripture. I'll show you the one I want that I asked you to open. You already read it. But it's got to make sense to you. It has to make sense to you. Hallelujah. It's got to make sense to you. So let's read again, Psalm 16 and verse 6. One, two, go. The lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. Yea, a goodly heritage. All right, now, you know, the Bible says for us to study. Okay? And studying means that you should exercise some painstaking effort to look through the Word and see exactly what it is saying. I read lots of translations in my study so I can get all the shades. And I like to also study the original from where the translations were gotten so that I can know why the translator said what he said and whether or not he's right. Praise the Lord. So, let me read to you the King James that you read, and then I'll read to you another version. I will read the contemporary English version. All right? Now I want you to listen to the King James first. The lines have fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. Now, what is it saying? It says the lines have fallen unto me. You know, when you can read this kind of a thing. Many of you have read Psalm 16. You've read the Psalms. You probably don't know what this means. He says, the lines are falling onto me in pleasant places. That means, this man is talking about that there was an apportioning of property to different people. And he said, from here to here to here is for John Boo. From here to here to here to here to here is for Joanne. And from here to here to here to here is for Andrew. And Andrew found out that his own land, his own property had a treasure in it. He found out there was oil. He found out there was diamond. He dug a little more and found out there was gold. He's got oil, he's got diamond, he's got gold in his own property. Then he says the lines, that means the borders. He says the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. That means an awesome inheritance. The lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. So I found out my inheritance is better than the one Joanne got and the one that John Bull got. And I had nothing to do with it. It fell onto me. You see that? It fell my lot. Praise God. Now, I want to, that's what he's saying. Now imagine if your life, many years, this has been your contemplation. Like it's been my contemplation. You know, why the other guy was fighting with God. Oh God, do it for me, Lord, do it for me, Lord. I was saying, the lines are falling onto me in pleasant places. See, I was spending time digging my gold. You see that? Playing with my diamonds. Pulling out my oil. While he's asking God, oh God, John Bull and Joanne, they can't understand, but the lines are falling onto me. You see the mentality? Our lives cannot be the same. Our lives cannot be the same. I see all the good things in my land, and they can't find nothing. So they're going to live a life of complaining and worrying. Then someone says, well, so whose fault is it? Is it not the person that gave them the land? Yes. So what do you do? Find out what's in your land. The oil was not on the top surface. The gold was not on the top surface. The diamonds were not on the top surface, brother. Find out what you got in your land. Listen to this. Let me read it again to you, and then I'll read to you the contemporary English version. The lines are falling under me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. That's my confession. That's my confession. Say that with me. The lines are falling under me in pleasant places. I have a goodly heritage. If you thought that was wonderful, listen to the CEV give us a clearer picture of what he hears. Listen, listen, listen. Pay close attention. Even to think about this, it reminds me of Ozzy's song. Let me read it to you. Some of you have seen it already. You feel like stretching out, you know? He says, you make my life pleasant and my future is bright. Now, imagine if you knew this and it became your contemplation and your confession. Your life would be different from the other guy who said, oh God, brighten my future, brighten my future. You see, you're looking older. The more you pray like that, the older you, brighten my future. Brighten my future. He won't brighten your future. He doesn't do it like that. He has already done something. Woo-hoo, glory to God. Didn't you see it? Did you see it? You make my life pleasant and my future is bright. So you go, Lord, you make my life pleasant. And you know, the moment you make that confession from your spirit, everything lines up with your confession. Hallelujah. Hey, let me read something more to you so you get this. In the 11th verse, he says, "Thou wilt show me the path of life." Have you seen it? "Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." Ask why. Ask someone, why is your life so hard? You see, this is not God's plan. It's not God's plan for your life to be so hard. Someone says, "I've lived a very hard life." You are the problem. You know, the times people ask us, "Is it really as you are saying it?" What are you listening to? You want another book that tells you something different? So I say, yeah, but even in the same Bible, it says that suffering, Christian people can suffer. They can't even quote it right. Say, there's suffering. We suffer with Christ. Okay. Okay, how are you suffering from Christ now? Or suffering with Christ or suffering for Him? How? Sam, you go through hardship. What type of hardship? Sometimes, someone might not have money. Okay. If someone sometimes does not have money, what does that have to do? Hey, you won't be happy now. You are wrong. That's where you are wrong. That you don't have money at the time has nothing to do with the state of your spirit. It's got nothing to do with the state of your spirit.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834. Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you. Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Egbe, by Lagos Theatre, Sarumi Junction, Arisco, Lagos Road. Worship with us on Sundays, 8:30 a.m., Wednesdays, 6:30 p.m. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. Thank you for joining us today.